From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The fragile three-day-old Syrian ceasefire negotiated by the U.S. and Russia appears increasingly troubled, with Moscow accusing Washington of failing to rein in rebel militias and insurgent commanders saying there is little point to the truce, while Syria's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block U.N. aid from reaching the besieged city of Aleppo. Stefan de Mistura is the special U.N. envoy for Syria.
It is particularly regrettable because normally during these days we are losing time. These are days which we should have used for convoys to move with the permit to go because there is no fighting.
Aid agencies as well as the United Nations are ready to supply relief to an estimated 6 million people inside Syria, including 250,000 trapped in eastern Aleppo. The top Philippine diplomat has cautioned the United States against lecturing his government on human rights, prompting the White House spokesman to urge all countries, especially allies, to uphold universal human rights. Foreign Secretary Perfecto Riase called for mutual respect between the U.S. and his country. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said President Obama has made it clear human rights impacts the U.S. relationship with the Philippines. A group of British lawmakers has strongly criticized the intervention by Britain and France in 2011 that led to the ouster of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The report from the British Parliament's Foreign Affairs Select Committee said a lack of planning for the aftermath meant that Libya quickly descended into chaos with rival militias battling for power. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers met with Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and expressed mixed reactions to President Obama's intention to lift economic sanctions on the country, formerly known as Burma. Mr. Obama spoke about the relationship between the U.S. and Myanmar after his meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi.
We are very hopeful about the future. We are hopeful about building on the friendship and partnership that we've already established. Not just with the new government, but more importantly with the Burmese people.
President Obama had sent a letter to Congress saying the administration is moving to restore trade benefits to Myanmar that were suspended for more than two decades because of human rights abuses. At least eight people have been killed by Typhoon Meranti, which lashed away at southeastern China and Taiwan. Several others are missing. Chinese state media say it is the strongest typhoon to hit the region since the founding of Communist China in 1949, and the strongest so far this year anywhere in the world. Hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton returned to the campaign trail Thursday, first time after recuperating, that is, from pneumonia. She spoke before an audience of supporters in the state of North Carolina about wanting to get back to campaigning.
I'm not great at taking it easy, even under ordinary circumstances, but with just 2 months to go until Election Day, sitting at home was pretty much the last place I wanted to be.
Later, Clinton told a gathering of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute she's running for president to make life better for children and their families. Meantime, Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke before the New York Economic Club.
We must replace the present policy of globalism, which have just taken so many jobs out of our communities and so much wealth out of our country, and replace it with a new policy of Americanism.
Trump, or at least his campaign, admitted late Thursday he believes President Obama was actually born in the United States. This comes after years of questioning the president's citizenship. A new New York Times CBS News poll of likely voters gives Clinton a 46-44% lead over Donald Trump. But they said they are tied at 42% each when two other candidates from minority parties are considered. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.